I am here at the CMA Music Fest, and with me in this interview, I've got Ricochet, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. I'm going to interview all of you at once here. So let's just start over here on my left.
Hi, I'm Troy.
I'm Greg.
I'm Heath.
And I'm Robert.
All right. Well, tell me, first of all, because I probably need a little education, tell me about yourself, where you're from, and what y'all are doing today.
Individually or collectively? Well, we're all from different places. Troy's from Minnesota. Heath and I grew up in Oklahoma. Robert's from Mississippi via Texas. We all kind of ended up in Nashville. And we, like I said, we grew up together, so we've known each other for a long time. And it'd take too long. You don't have enough tape.
We didn't meet in prison, no matter what you've read about us.
When you're that spread apart, I was wondering how you guys got together, you know?
Chain letter.
It's chain letter.
Well, we're at Music Fest Week, which is fanfare, as a lot of people still like to call it. What do you think about the kickoff event here? It was a little toasty out there on the parade, wasn't it?
Beats hauling hay.
Yeah, we were sitting on hay back behind you or in front of you. I can't remember which.
I guess you guys were hauling hay and being in a parade at the same time, huh?
So tell me just how things are going with you all right now.
Well, we have a new record out. It's our first studio album in quite a while. It's a half greatest hits, half new material album called Ricochet Reloaded. And Hits Plus. We went in and re-recorded our old hits, Daddy's Money, He Left a Lot to Be Desired, What Do I Know, and Love Is Strong and Pride. You want me to answer the question, or you going to help?
It's a good thing you got some backup back there.
I'll jump in whenever you get something wrong.
Okay. I haven't yet. And plus a number one Christian country song called That's Love and our version of Star Spangled Banner. That's the hit side, and then the other half is new material. We're really excited about it. We got a new single radio right now called Feel Like Falling. It's doing very well. So, you know, it's new ground for us because we did the whole album ourselves on our own label. We funded everything. We funded the promotion. So it's kind of a different way to do it, but it's one we're excited about, and we're, you know, moving forward.
Well, and we're out here at the end of this event on Sunday. We're going to have this tractor race. I don't know if Michael Peterson has kind of corralled you guys to come compete. Or
Sunday is the tractor race? You know, Greg Cook here is an old tractor jockey from way back. He grew up busting sod back in the early 60s. Is that right, Cooker?
Yes, it is. And I had that shirt back then, too.
So what do you think about the idea of marrying up a tractor race at a country music festival?
Yeah, I don't know about racing tractors. My dad used to get mad if I went too fast on ours. All right, slow down. You're going to get stuck. sounds like fun, man. I'm telling you. And what a better place. You know, country fans are country people, so it's a good place for it.
Well, anything else you'd like people out there to know about Ricochet and what you all are doing that we didn't touch on?
Yes, we should probably let everyone know that the place to find the new album and what's going on with Ricochet is our website, ricochetonline.com, and there's a free download of our new single. You can check out the new album. I think our live album's on there, and just anything in the world of Ricochet, it's on that website. So check it out and leave us a message.
Well, we'll make sure we point them that way when we do this post. I want to thank you all for taking a couple minutes here, and at least thank God we got to do that inside in the air conditioning. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.